Step 1. D is for definition. Reality is merely an illusion, albeit a very persistent one. Albert Einstein. 1. Cautions and comparisons. How to burn $1 million a night. These individuals have riches just as we say that we have a fever, when really the fever has us. Seneca, 4 BC to AD 65. I also have in mind that seemingly wealthy but most terribly impoverished class of all, who have accumulated dross but know not how to use it or get rid of it, and thus have forged their own golden or silver fetters. Henry David Thoreau, 1817 to 1862. 1 o'clock a.m. CST, 30,000 feet over Las Vegas. His friends, drunk to the point of speaking in tongues, were asleep. It was just the two of us now in first class. He extended his hand to introduce himself, and an enormous, Looney Tunes enormous, diamond ring appeared from the ether as his fingers crossed under my reading light. Mark was a legitimate magnate. He had at different times run practically all the gas stations, convenience stores, and gambling in South Carolina. He confessed with a half-smile that in an average trip to Sin City, he and his fellow weekend warriors might lose an average of $500,000 to $1 million each. Nice. He sat up in his seat as the conversation drifted to my travels, but I was more interested in his astounding record of printing money. So of all your businesses, which did you like the most? The answer took less than a second of thought. None of them. He explained that he had spent more than 30 years with people he didn't like to buy things he didn't need. Life had become a succession of trophy wives. He was on lucky number 3, expensive cars and other empty bragging rights. Mark was one of the living dead. This is exactly where we don't want to end up. Apples and oranges, a comparison. So, what makes the difference? What separates the new rich, characterized by options, from the deferrers, D, those who save it all for the end, only to find that life has passed them by? It begins at the beginning. The new rich can be separated from the crowd based on their goals, which reflect very distinct priorities and life philosophies. Note how subtle differences in wording completely change the necessary actions for fulfilling what at a glance appear to be similar goals. These are not limited to business owners. Even the first, as I will show later, applies to employees. D. To work for yourself. NR. To have others work for you. D. To work when you want to. NR. To prevent work for work's sake, and to do the minimum necessary for maximum effect, minimum effective load. D. To retire early or young. NR. To distribute recovery periods and adventures, mini-retirements, throughout life on a regular basis, and recognize that inactivity is not the goal. Doing that which excites you is. D. To buy all the things you want to have. NR. To do all the things you want to do and be all the things you want to be. If this includes some tools and gadgets, so be it, but they are either means to an end or bonuses, not the focus. D. To be the boss instead of the employee, to be in charge. NR. To be neither the boss nor the employee, but the owner. To own the trains and have someone else ensure they run on time. D. To make a ton of money. NR. To make a ton of money with specific reasons and defined dreams to chase, timelines and steps included. What are you working for? D.